Mayor, honorable council, my name is Jim McCabe. Most of you know me one way or the other. I think a lot of the discussion has rendered what I was going to say moot, so I'll try to make it brief and to the point.
I appreciate that, sir.
Insofar as seawalls are compared this evening to sidewalks, realize how much more critical seawalls are to the value of the property than our sidewalks. Sidewalks don't appreciate the property value of homeowners generally throughout the city, but these seawalls directly benefit the homeowners by increasing their property value and obviously keep their property from falling into the canal. So this is a much more critical item for the value and benefit of these individual homeowners than sidewalks would be. I concur with Councilwoman Gablich's point of view that we should be looking at some kind of sharing agreement here, seeing that the benefit to the homeowner is so critical and so different than other parts of the city. I will mention briefly one other means of raising this money that has not been talked about tonight. In the late 1990s, it was the city's position that one way this could be fixed, or money could be procured for fixing these seawalls, this has been going on that long, was to increase slip fees to a level more nearly in accord with market value, and thereby raise money which could be used in turn for seawall repair. And that could and should be done here. There's no reason that fees for slip use are a small fraction of what commercial rates are in the marina or elsewhere. So I would consider, I would urge the council to consider that alternative as well. But I thank the council for their consideration this evening, and I believe that's all.
Thank you. Next, please.
Good evening. I'm Maureen Poe. The city of Long Beach has had ongoing information concerning the Naples seawalls for many years. In 1990, the Moffitt and Nickel engineer report had been completed, which reviewed all of the seawalls, including the port, marina, Naples, with visual inspection of all the walls, caps, handrails, and with estimates for repair based on urgency. In 1993, a report was completed by Cash and Associates, and they inspected the tie rods to determine their condition and prepared design alternatives for repair. By June of 1996, the Naples community was presented a combination of the reports with estimates of costs for each part of the repair plan. From the Moffitt and Nickel reports, we learned that the greatest concern was in the spalling of the lower cap, since it leads to structural instability. The recommendations of Cash and Associates gave six alternatives with a $33 million price tag to replace the walls. By 1996, the price for replacing the walls had grown to $72 million. Past Councilman Drummond recommended that we form the Naples Seawall Committee so that we could work with the city on finding solutions to repairing or replacing the public city-owned seawalls. Since that time, for over 13 years, the committee has met on a monthly basis. We began in 1997 a measurement program where a yearly team of engineer volunteers would measure the walls for us to provide these results to the city. That way, all available funds would go to repair and not to another report. We wrote letters and we talked with officials at the federal, state, county, and city levels. We worked on an Assembly Bill 16, which ultimately led to a subsidence report study that was paid 50% by the city and 50% by the State Lands Commission. Now in 2010, we have a new report from Trans Systems, which was paid for by the city, which once again shows concerns about the stability of the seawalls and makes a six-phase recommendation for redoing the seawalls and listing the ones at greatest risk at the top of the list. For 17 years, the city has evidence of the condition of the seawalls that they have been of grave concern. They've provided money on a yearly basis for repairs since 1997, but it has been one project at a time, depending on the funding. And we do the measurements each year. We know that $9.5 million is only part of what will be needed, but it will address the area found to be of the greatest concern. Please consider this recommendation and preserve the international navigable waterways for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, and staff, I'm Jack Hoare, 184 Rivo Alto Canal in Long Beach. Long Beach is a city where I have resided since 1961. It is a city of many treasures. Naples is only one of them. Naples is shared by the residents there, by the citizens of the entire city, and by many visitors. Just look at the promotional materials for the city of Long Beach and see how the Naples area is promoted for the city of Long Beach. I think what we have here, and I would note that my property is not in the area of immediate danger, but what we have here is an emergency. And I think we should be responding as if it is an emergency. And that is what I would like to hear. That is what I would like to recommend that the council do. It is very important, not just for those residents who own property in the impacted area, but for the entire city. Thank you very much.
Okay. Next, please. Is anybody else planning on speaking on this? Well, please get in line. Please. Thank you.
John Hennington, 188 Rivo Alto Canal. When you're talking about taking your time and you're going to look at everything, you've got to look at what's going to happen. If last night a little earthquake hit us and the seawall fell down at high tide, what would be the property damage? You should talk to the city attorney to find out behind, because he can't tell us if you're going to lose the lawsuit or not, when all the insurance companies come over with their handout to say, give us our $35 million. And that's a problem. You've got to act to protect the city from the outlay that may occur if catastrophic failure happens. If you have that equivalent of about three blocks of the seawall fall in, and all those houses that are there lose all their value, you have $100 million. And then if the water goes up, and I asked last time, and nobody's ever given an answer, if the water goes up, how many houses in the back are going to be affected? If the water actually will go at high tide into the fountain and go into people's basements, go into their houses, cause all kinds of fungus and trouble, what is the actual cost of a failure? And can the people of Long Beach afford it, or do we have an insurance policy to cover it? And maybe you should ask him, in a situation where it won't be threatening the city for lawsuits, and find out what that is. It makes it more urgent. If it does fall, it's a large problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Mr. Vice Mayor, members of the council, my name is Lawrence Taylor. I live on Naples Island, and specifically on Treasure Island. I've never been to a city council meeting in Long Beach, although I've lived here for about 25 years. But I must say I'm surprised and I'm disappointed at the views that have been expressed, at some of the views that have been expressed here, particularly by one member of this council. Naples is an island. Well, it's part of the city of Long Beach. The only thing that's keeping the ocean out from taking that island back are seawalls. And for what I've heard apparently from a previous speaker, for at least 20 years now, this island has been under attack. And this city has chosen to do nothing. And now when it's finally disintegrating, we have people here, a council person, suggesting that that's a problem for the house owners. They should pay at least half. I find that incredible, to liken it to sidewalks, and therefore they should pay for part of it. Perhaps her constituents should pay for half of the streets in front of their houses.
Sir, please don't dialogue with about one council person. Keep it general.
I'm not having a dialogue, okay. Mr. Vice Mayor. I'm expressing my views about what has been said.
But keep it general, okay?
I don't take a whole lot of more time except to say that there is a legal issue here. I'm an attorney. My law firm has offices here. Now, I'm not a city attorney, but I used to be a county counsel for this county of Los Angeles. We do the same thing for the county that the city attorney does for the city. And I will tell you that if you have been on notice for 20 years of this condition, and have done nothing, and it continues to disintegrate, do you really think you are not going to be subject to lawsuits unending? Not just from homeowners, but from members of the public, because this island is not just a community. It's a recreational area for the citizens of Long Beach, for tourists, for all kinds of people. People are going to be injured. Property is going to be destroyed. There is something called inverse condemnation that Mr. Shannon, I'm sure, is familiar with. It's going to cost a fortune. I've taken more time than I should have.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you for your patience.
Thank you, sir. Next, please.
Dear Vice Mayor and dear Council, my name is Ricardo Perdomo. I'm a resident of Naples Island, also a realtor there. And I guess I just have some questions just in hearing some of the things that was being said. Does anybody on Council have any figures about how many people actually visit and enjoy the seawalls from the surrounding cities? From the surrounding cities? 1st District, 3rd District, 4th, 5th, 6th, and ideally more predominantly the 8th District. How many people come from the surrounding cities around Long Beach? How many come from Southern California? How many come from out of the state? And how many come from out of the country? Living there, I see tourists walking through there speaking very, you know, different languages, from Japanese to German to Italian, very much enjoying it. Has anybody in the council ever enjoyed the canals? How much are you willing to personally contribute for yourself or for your district by coming down there? It was mentioned some people were opposed to it because of an HOA email saying that they are directly responsible for their sidewalks. Well, HOAs are directly related to private communities, sometimes gated communities. Naples is not one of these communities. How do we pose to tax or toll everybody that uses these canals? You mentioned the 50-50 program that directly people in Naples. How are we going to actually, who are we going to have to police and put on notice saying, hey, you're coming through here, where do you live? Okay, well, you're enjoying the canals. You need to actually contribute. That's pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next. Come on. Please.
I'll try to make this as brief as possible. My name is Charles Handler. I'm, again, from the 9th District, and my family's lived there for approximately since the 30s. My grandfather came here to help build the Long Beach Shipyard, which I won't comment about, but I've seen some wisdom shown by some of the council members, and I would like to ask, this is an ongoing issue with the city of Sunset Beach. They have this problem all the time with the flooding, and what do? They deal with it. They know what's going to come, and they bought their house there, and that was their choice. As far as up in the 9th District, Mr. Lurch, when did they finally pave the alleyway in front of Hamilton Middle School? between 70th and 70th Way. 5 years ago, approximately. My family's been there 80, and they just did it 5 years ago. The sidewalk next door to me had about an 18 to 24 inch rise. A lady who was both mentally and physically disabled fell there. The homeowner ended up tearing out the sidewalk and fixing it themselves. I have a red zone between my driveway and the driveway next to me. There's not enough room for a car to park. I have to pay to have it painted red every time. City doesn't pay a penny.
So bring it back to the point of the issue here, please.
I was just wondering, why doesn't the city discuss this with, like, Sunset Beach and see what they do to deal with this issue? Because, you know, being a longtime resident of this area, like I said, this is a common occurrence in Sunset Beach, but yet they deal with it all the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please. This gentleman in a striped shirt will be last.
Ken Williams. I'm a vendor, leased through the city of Long Beach. You have to excuse my voice. The Naples Canals is Long Beach. That's what Long Beach is. And you see it on every brochure. You see it on everything that advertises Long Beach. And I appreciate Ray's concern and being frugal, and I think it's smart that she's being careful, while at the same time, I'm asking her to consider this is an urgent thing. The people who live there have been very gracious to share this with not just a resident program. This is not an HOA condominium project. Right? They pay a lot of property taxes, and they share their front yards with many, many visitors to Long Beach who come and spend a lot of money in your city, too.
Please.
All right? But they have been very gracious. Can you imagine in any one of your districts, any one of them, having thousands of people going through your streets every day and night, and have the patience these people have had to put up with that?
I believe they're public streets, sir.
Correct.
Please.
I'm trying to say that in a nice way. What I've seen is they're sharing, and they're paying a lot of property taxes. They're paying a lot of money, so there's a difference in what they're paying, but they're sharing it. And it's what Long Beach is, all right? It is Long Beach, and it's an emergency. It's something we have to do. We just got to do it. Anyhow, I've been going through that canal since I was 8 years old, bought my first boat from Stan Miller on time, $5 a month in a sock, dumped it on his counter, and that was 1963. Naples Canals, man. Let's keep it. Let's take care of it.
Thank you, please, sir.
Buongiorno. My name is Michael O'Toole with the Gondola Getaway that has those gondola rides that are going through the canal. Thank you very much for that. You know, every city across the world has streets, and they've all got sidewalks. But there's a handful of cities around the world that have canals. And canals are... that's a treasure of Naples Island. It's a special thing that we have. They're collapsing, they're falling apart, and it's one of the city's great treasures, one of them. And to not get behind it as an entire city, and instead bicker from community to community, we need this, we need this, this is a team effort. This is a huge project that's really, really important for the entire city of Long Beach. We had CNN come down twice and show it to the world this year, because they realized this is pretty darn special. We had Katie Kirk come down and do a story on it, because she realizes this is very special. We as a city need to realize how special this is. We as a city need to step up like they did in 1933. Let's make a decision. Should we make this a street, or should we still allow it to be a canal? You know what they did? Let's have it be a canal, because this is special. Now, in 2010, I think we got to do the same thing. The city council, and this entire arena needs to step up and say, let's protect this asset of Naples Island and keep those canals forever. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.